This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. The 8th National General Convention of CPN Mao Center begins in Kathmandu. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and top leaders of various political parties address inaugural session. President Vidyadevi Bhandari stresses on creating conducive environment for dignified life of senior citizens. And tens of thousands of passengers suffer as international airline companies cancel flights, citing surge in COVID cases. Now the news in detail. The 8th National General Convention of the CPN Mao Center has commenced from today in Kathmandu. Inaugurating the General Convention, CPN Mao Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda said the convention would leave a significant remark in national politics. Similarly, addressing the convention, Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba said the present ruling alliance would run till the full term of the government as it was formed in a bid to implement the constitution. The Prime Minister further clarified that the alliance was not against any political party, as it was made for maintaining political stability in the country. Prime Minister Deoba said the government would take a formal decision on the MCC after discussion and consensus with other political parties. He urged all not to stage protest having misconception regarding the pact and appealed all to trust the business of the government. Also addressing the convention, CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal stressed the need for carrying out efforts to make prosperous and equitable society. Likewise, CPN UML General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel stressed the need for further unity and collaboration on the matters of nationality and national interest, despite ideological differences among political parties. On the occasion, top leaders of other political parties also addressed the General Convention of the CPN Mao Center. 1,631 representatives of the CPN Mao Center are participating in the convention. Meanwhile, the CPN Mao Center has finalized the number of its central office bidders. The party's meeting held yesterday had proposed 15 central office bidders. Party's spokesperson Krishna Bahadur Mara said the meeting of the central committee today endorsed the proposal. According to him, now a 299-member central committee, including 15 office holders, would be elected. The first National Senior Citizens Day has been marked across the country today by organizing various programs. On the occasion, President Vidyadevi Bhandari felicitated personalities from different walks of life on the occasion of the first National Senior Citizens Day. Centenarian personality and noted culture expert Satya Mohan Joshi, senior journalist Bhairav Rishal, and Krishna Tamrakar, economist and first governor of Nepal Rast Bank Himalayan Shamshir Rana, among others, were honored by the head of the state amid a ceremony organized by Social Welfare Council at Sital Nivas. Likewise, artist Madan Das Shrestha, former secretary Krishna Hari Baskota, among others, were also honored in the recognition of their service to the cause of senior citizens. On the occasion, President Vidyadevi Bhandari stressed the need for acknowledging knowledge, aspirations, experience, and skills of senior citizens and utilizing them for the welfare of the society and nation. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has said that it is the responsibility of all to honor and respect the elderly people. Addressing a program organized to mark the first National Senior Citizens Day in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Deoba expressed the belief that the day would inspire all emphasis on secured and dignified living of the senior citizens. Noting that the senior citizens are the leading figures and an important social heritage of the society, Prime Minister Deoba described the elderly people as the repository of knowledge, skills and experience. Nepal government from this year has decided to mark the National Senior Citizens Day in the 11th of Paus month of Nepali calendar every year in order to express respect to senior citizens. Also speaking on the occasion, Home Minister Balakrishna Kant said the government was committed to fulfilling its responsibility to honour, care and protect senior citizens. Likewise, Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Uma Rakmi, stressed the need for respecting and honouring the senior citizens to make a civilised and world-cultured society. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज A total of 219 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. The Minister of Health and Population informed that 283 people recovered from COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Similarly, two persons died of the virus infection today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,585 in the country so far. You are listening to Daily Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Tens of thousands of airline passengers have been hit hard by grounding of thousands of flights as surge of COVID cases causes staff shortages. According to BBC, at least 7,000 flights have now been cancelled since Friday and over Christmas weekend as per flight awareness data tracking website. And Chinese and U.S. airlines appear to be the hardest hit with further delays and cancellations announced on Monday. Companies say the cancellations are due to airline crews testing positive. On Sunday, more than 18,000 flights were cancelled. Archbishop Desmond Tutu, the Nobel Peace Prize laureate who helped end apartheid in South Africa, has died aged 90. President Cyril Ramaphosa said the churchman's death marked another chapter of bereavement in his nation's farewell to a generation of standing South Africans. Tutu was one of the country's best-known figures at home and abroad. And he was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1984 for his role in the struggle to abolish the apartheid system. Tutu's death comes just after that of South Africa's last apartheid-era president, F.W. de Klerk, who died at the age of 85. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is possible at a few places of the country. And there are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. The 8th National General Convention of CPN Mao Center begins in Kathmandu. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba and top leaders of various political parties address inaugural session. President Vidyadevi Bhandari stresses on creating conducive environment for dignified life of senior citizens. And tens of thousands of passengers suffer as international airline companies cancel flights, citing surge in COVID cases. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.